Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Wrong Side of 30.
Wait, this isn't episode 1, season 3?
It's pretty common to take like a 6-month hiatus after your first
episode,
after your premiere.
That we recorded.
There was. We recorded it in a time where nothing was funny to me.
Ah, really?
Like nothing. Everything was terrible.
That's great.
And soul sucks. So I was listening to it and I was just, and the other thing was we recorded it remotely, not in person because it was during one of the COVID bubbles. And it didn't sound great, but Billy's going to listen to it and let me know.
A bottom 5 on the unreleased episode and just burn the whole thing down.
I don't even know why the fuck we podcast. It's a piece of shit.
It's, you know, it was harder to go back into that whole remote recording mode.
Yeah.
You know, obviously chemistry's different. Blah, blah, blah. Mm. But more interestingly, though, is... Why we stopped making episodes. And it was basically I started looking for a job, and then that process became so soul sucking. It's like it robbed like the color from life. It's like an endless amount of like pissing into the void and waiting for something to happen. And then, like, the entire time, you're just, like, questioning, like, every decision you've made in your life.
Mm-hmm. Does it kind of feel like asking a girl out over and over and over and constantly being rejected until you finally found the one? And then the one that picked you, you don't really like, and you kind of want to break up with her, but, like, just
but
because
like,
she said yes.
I have no other options.
Surprisingly accurate. No. It ended up not being like that, but it was a frustrating process. I think we were actually supposed to record at one point, and then I was 3 interviews deep into some job, right? And then I didn't get it, and I was like, guys, I don't want to do that.
Brandon was like, I'm sad. I can't record today.
I always want to know, like, 3 interviews in with Brandon. It's like he starts out kind of normal, and by interview 3, it's just kind of like, so yelling. I am a neo-Nazi.
And, he's just yelling from across the room.
Here's why your company doesn't work.
Top 5. Yeah. Top 5 reasons why.
I have learned, though, like my new honesty only thing, a little harder in like a corporate world where, you know, mm-hmm. it's where you do have certain elements of presentation mm-hmm. in communication.
Yeah, suddenly reputation matters a little bit. Okay. You can do what I did and do a fake name. You could be Brendan instead of Brandon. We'll just read.
Brendan.
Yeah, let's go back. Oh.
Well, I'm not hiding anything, but someone did ask about the foam, and I just didn't think, and I just said, oh, yeah, you know, I've done some podcasts. And she's like, oh, which ones? And this was like a pre-work call, like pre-meeting call.
Mm-hmm.
This was like before the meeting starts, because you got to get there a few minutes early, right?
Oh, this is like the bullshit small talk.
Well, but it's not bullshit. I mean, like, these are nice people. But yeah, no, she asked, and I was like, oh shit. So I was like, let's like keep a separation of church and state there.
You should have lied and said it was you and Paula's red room and you just needed some soundproofing.
So,
would that have been worse than the podcast or better?
Because she's like an extremely competent person. Every time she talks makes me feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
Did she just Google it?
She Googled my name and podcast and like, you know, and there's other people on this call. And
what are all these open door comments?
No, she's like, what is this shitting chicken out of your mouth?
Stop.
What's that?
It's when I did the 25 fire in the whole wings. I ate them all.
Oh, my God.
And then I went home and I didn't want to fucking put my digestive system through that. So I intentionally threw up. And of course, I didn't really drink much water when I was doing the 25 fire in the whole wings because I had to fit all the wings in there. So everything was stuffed together.
That's a lot. That's too much.
Yeah, that's a lot for the first thing.
So it's like a habanero snake.
It was just a surprisingly bad story for her to find first.
I don't know. In our first episode, you do proctology talk.
Yeah,
and
I was
going to
say our first few episodes probably would have been rough.
I have never been pegged, for the record.
That goes against our Red Room narrative that I came up with a minute or two ago.
But did she find any of our episodes?
I didn't ask. I don't know. She hasn't brought it up since, so probably, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good sign that she didn't bring it up.
Yeah, this is kind of on the DL. I don't think I've told anyone really on my new job about this podcast.
I'm telling you, just fake name it all the way. Billy.
So that's my major life news. I have a back to corporate world.
How long did it take you to get the job?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
It was a while.
It was a while.
I changed jobs. And it took about 6 days. Someone called me and approached me about a job, and I said I might be interested in an offer. 6 days later, is that
similar?
It's not how it went for me.
Yeah.
Although I did end up getting the job via referral, and it makes me feel like I wasted so much time. And
that's who you know.
That's how you have to do it at this point in your career. I knew somebody was going to end up hiring for this role, and I don't think this role even existed before this person got into the job. And she was like, "Hey, this is coming up in a few months. Are you interested?" And I'm like, "Yes, please help me. Help me get out of this place." Because it was like, it was a startup. I don't know. I don't know why
startup life is tough.
34, I was like, I need to experience a startup.
Because you wanted to get rich. That's why.
I didn't, though.
It's an early 20s thing. I know.
It was exhausting. Yeah. And they would go out and drink all the time. And I'm like, they're using this instead of paying us more money.
And they're all taking bath salts and shit.
Punch Bowl Social is cool and all, but...
Can we bring up that name? They're not a sponsor. We only bring up proper names for sponsors, right? What's our sponsorship list look like?
We don't have one.
Well, the goal is start producing more regularly.
This sponsor...
Consistency is step one.
This episode brought to you by Duct Tape, the official HD clear tape of Wrong Side of 30.
So the goal is one episode a month. Hopefully we'll do better.
Okay. That's possible.
That's possible.
That's possible.
My big life news might interfere with the once a month thing.
That's true.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What do you got? What happened?
Well, what happened to me was I put my seed into a cup that was then mixed with an egg. And suddenly we've got breakfast, guys. I'm going to be a dad in October.
Congrats.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
Awesome.
Yep. A little rage baby on the way. It's going to be a rage girl. I don't know if I can share that.
Ooh.
But am I going to dead name my own baby? I don't know. The world's so confusing right now. But as of now, it's a girl. We'll see when she comes out. I'll be so.
How would you like to
be? We're already in the hospital. What you just want to add that extra appendage and just see if she's.
What are your
me a
pronouns?
Knowing nod. Yeah,
it is. I am looking forward to that being less of a big deal when it comes to a baby, and I don't think we'll get there with our kid. But
do you think this will become a parenting? It could totally become a parenting podcast.
Oh God! Oh, you don't want to hear my thoughts on parenting.
We'll see. I am jizzing into a cup tomorrow.
Nice. Good luck.
It's really weird when you're driving to drop off the jizz and you're
they don't make you do it.
I'm doing it there.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I thought they make you do it there.
No, if you can get to the destination within, I think it's 45 minutes, you can do it.
Is that when it dies? It dies in 45 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I'm driving down Mopac, gripping it on the dad.
You got to keep it warm. Yeah. Body temperature.
No, it wasn't so much that. It's
you should
just
put it in a Yeti.
I just imagine getting in a car accident and then just going
over
out
the windshield.
Yeah. What happened in here?
I didn't know that you could do it at home. I guess it kind of makes sense.
You can, but you gotta haul it ass over.
Yeah, so Maggie's sitting outside the door. what are you watching? I was got some ideas for baby names, Maggie, after this.
Here's my question, because you've done this before, right?
Just in a cup all the time.
Yeah. So do I need to make sure it's a really...
A girthy
wealthy,
one?
Girthy ejaculation?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Do you just wait?
You hold it.
Oh, really?
Well, I think
I
you
heard
like,
that wasn't the case.
You like, you know, really like you romance it.
I
you
heard
know?
That it,
you
it like, di- I heard that it wasn't like a buildup. It just was like it happens if you're like, and then and
no,
then,
if you go fast, there's less than it, if you hold it in.
Yeah, oh, if see. It's like a I slow see. Thing, then it could be like an Everest. No, Everest doesn't explode. Like an, a Mount St. Helens
or an Old Faithful.
An Old Faithful, a geyser.
Gross.
Which, by the way, so you guys remember I went to Yellowstone and we saw Old Faithful. So the professor has like this secret group chat with all of his dude friends that I guess I'm not supposed to know about, but now I know. But like when I posted that post about us watching Old Faithful, they were like, this is the professor on vacation with Keisha. And it was just
sploosh.
Gross.
I was like, that's gross, but also okay.
It's like the Bon Jovi album title, Slippery When Wet sort of deal.
Did not know that was sexual when it first came out. I thought it was like a warning.
Speaking of the professor, you have pretty big news too.
So we we went to London. We had been planning this trip for a while. We actually almost didn't go because of COVID. And I didn't realize this when we were talking about it, but he was like, we're going to London. And I was like, I mean, London's going to be there. We could just go at another time. And he's like, we're going to London. Little did I know.
Bought non-refundable ring tickets.
He had already made all these plans that I was not aware of. So I didn't think anything. I mean, I think like maybe the first day or so. Like if you're going to propose, I imagine it would be like the first few days. Right?
Yeah. When I wasn't seeing anything on Instagram, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was second guessing.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, yeah.
Can't say I'm surprised.
When we were packing for this trip, the very last day, he was like, "We need to have like one nice outfit because we're going to a Michelin star restaurant. Like, it's kind of fancy." And I was like, all right. So like I had an outfit afterwards. Like everyone also, like my sister was like, what are you wearing to London? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why does everyone care what I'm wearing to London? Like, doesn't matter. But he's like, you have to look nice. So I was like, all right. So I picked an outfit and he had an outfit and we looked really nice that day. And that morning, he was like a mess. Like we had breakfast and he was like knocking shit over. He was like dropping stuff. He went to the bathroom like 4 times. And I'm like, are you dying? Like, why? What is happening? And I was so confused. And he kept fidgeting in his pocket. And I was like, this is really weird. And it was the last day. And he was like, well, we have to make our tea time, all this stuff. So we're going on the train. He was doing that thing where like he's just staring, you know, where you're just like, you know, they're staring at you, but you're like, you can't be weirded out by it because like you know they're doing it because they love you.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like doing it a little much. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then he's like, well, I have this area where like we have a really good view of the Tower Bridge. Like we should go there and take pictures. And I was like, okay, whatever.
It's Brandon's favorite bridge. You need to see it.
Yeah, that would have thrown him right off the trail. It's just like, why is he bringing up Brandon? That's so not romantic.
Hey. So we were like strolling through these buildings and there was like a really nice view. And it's like, he's like, oh, this is the spot. I'm like, okay. I was like, maybe he found this on like Reddit or something. I don't fucking know. And so I set up my tripod and we get some really cute pictures. And he's like, oh, we could take like a selfie. And I was like, okay. So we take all these selfies and I'm like, all right, let's go get tea time because I was hungry. And he was like, oh, let me grab that. So he grabbed the selfie stick, put it on the ground and he like stayed on the ground. And I was like, what are you doing? Like 3 or 4 times. I was like, what are you doing? And then he like took it out of his pocket. He said some nice words, which I don't remember.
Aww.
He was crying. I had to take his glasses off because he was crying so much that it was fogging up his glasses. So I couldn't see his eyes. So I'd take them off.
At that point, you knew he was proposing.
Yes, I do. And then afterwards, we like hugged. I said yes, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I also hired a photographer. He had hired a photographer who was like taking pictures of us as we were like walking through this area. And then like throughout the whole proposal, he like took all these pictures. And then he followed us around London for like an hour after the fact to take pictures at like random places.
I would have thought your like third sense with weapons, you would have put like a ninja star right through the photographer's neck. Like,
well, I didn't even see the guy, right? Because I mean, yeah. We've been around so many people. So I was like, all right, it's just like a tourist or whatever.
You would have never made it in any of the Mission Impossible movies.
I know.
Dead meat.
It was like very sweet. And then I was like, is this why you were fidgeting so much? I was like, he's like, yeah. I was like, is this why you went to the bathroom like a couple of times for a long period of time?
Were you hiding it on your penis? Is it the cock ring?
So I guess he was like super anxious and nervous and had like nervous poops, which is fine. That happens.
Does it?
But he also grabbed like random makeup.
Don't bring up the professor's pooping schedule.
So
He pooped like three times the norm that day.
Really,
it's like a fucking snake in that toilet.
Lot. I'm like, we haven't eaten that much. Why are you pooping so much?
She's like on the other side of the door. Is it a weird color?
You should have been like,
the color matters.
I don't know what's making you poop this much, but whatever it is, you should know it's bad for you. You should stop doing
it. Yeah. Whatever it is. But he had carried, he also had this.
Well, I already paid the photographer.
He had like a Ziploc bag in his pocket, which had my compact and a brush. He just randomly grabbed stuff from my makeup bag so that I could.
Jesus,
like,
he's making me look bad.
So that I could like refresh my makeup in case I was a mess for the photos.
That actually is the most serial killer thing you've told us about Archie so far, is that he's literally like gone in and stolen your makeup and put it in
just
a
like
bag.
Smelling it.
Yeah. Like, if you would have seen that, wouldn't you view? You would have had second thoughts, right? Like, what the fuck is this guy's fetish?
He's like, I brought your panties from yesterday, too, just to say.
Okay, that was a little far.
So, anyway, it was very romantic.
Sorry, Dr. Pham.
It was very sweet. I was very surprised. And we, like, didn't tell anyone for a while, which was driving my family crazy because they all knew about it. And so they were waiting for hours to get confirmation.
So they all knew about it. So he had talked to your parents.
There was one day where he flew down to Harlingen. My brother picked him up from the airport, brought him to the clinic. He had 4 or 5 hours with my parents to talk to them and like hang out at the clinic. And then my mom dropped him off at the airport that evening to fly back up to Austin. And then I saw him that night.
So he was just,
they knew,
just
they
flying.
Knew he was flying down
no,
for
they
permission.
Had no idea. My parents didn't know. My brother and my sister knew. He just brought them to the clinic and then he sat in the break room. And then my dad was like, oh, there's someone here.
Did they even like, I mean, they didn't even think about
they're
it.
They're like,
right?
Please take her for the love of yeah, God.
They're like,
my dad's like, finally, please.
Yeah. They're like, we have an auto reply email for these requests.
We'll get back to you within the next business day.
That's cute, though. That's real cute. Because I know that was really important to your parents.
He got added to the family group chat.
Whoa. Ooh. Do you have one of those, Brandon?
Yeah.
It's like a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
He had to get voted in by the B team.
And what's the B that team... mean? Like divorcees?
No, the B team is Aaron and Liliana. So the in-laws had to vote him in.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, like, as a fellow in-law, you know, there's like a whole hierarchy thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I really like my brother-in-law's girlfriend, but, you know, we're up and down in the family hierarchy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who's the favorite? Who's the, what? You know, it's It's like secession.
Yeah. And you got to work your way up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like feeling
out. You got to do your time.
He's feeling out the jokes. Like, when is it appropriate? Like, what can you be sarcastic about? So he got into that. And then he actually was like, my sister helped him design the ring and everything. So, dude, it was insane. And then, of course, like, I had a moment of freaking out when we got back because I had flashbacks of the last time I was engaged. And I was like, you're not like, cheating on me, right? Like, you're not meeting people on Twitter. like this is, like, we're good. And he's like, no, it's fine. Don't worry. But it's, like, normal, I think, to get, like, because I really was engaged last time for, like, maybe 2 months before everything kind of exploded, right? So the first month was, like, amazing and pure bliss. And then the second month was, like, shit's happening. What's going on? So now I'm all paranoid.
Dude, this is going to be crazy. If he, like, murders you, people are going to come back and listen to this podcast, and they're going to be like, oh my God, she had no idea. She didn't know.
He was married before. Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't talked about that. So the way I had positioned it to people is that this is his and I's, like, this is not his and I's first rodeo when it comes to planning a wedding or being married or any of that. So he was...
You've both failed at love before.
Yes.
You're kind of meeting him halfway.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm kind of also, you know, married once and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So you're like, he's not the one that has to feel like the pariah.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could have gone wrong, right? But
it's nice.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. I mean, I also think, too, like, the first ring I got was, like, at this point, like, I was just, like, happy to get any ring. So it was pretty, like, standard, and he just spent a shit ton of money on it. This ring, I think, like, was a little bit more me. So I think when people saw the ring after the fact, they were like, yes, that is a Keisha ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, like, a green emerald,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's emerald. There's, like, some diamonds around it. But it's, like, I don't know. It's just a little different. And I at this point, I'm like, I already had a diamond. It's fine. which I'm also selling now.
You still have your first engagement awesome. Ring?
I do. I just gave it to my mom because she knows a guy who knows a
you
guy.
You didn't give it back to the dude?
No, but no. Are you fucking kidding me? You think I was going to give that back?
Possession's 9/10 of the law.
I'm not giving that back.
Like a,
it's too late.
Did he ask for it back and you said no?
I didn't give him a chance to ask for it back.
Oof.
You're doing the emerald for the engagement ring. Are you going to do the red wedding dress
no,
too?
No, I am not. That was old.
What, are you going to Scarlet Witch or something?
And he's going to be Vision. It's going to be great.
I would go to that wedding, actually. That sounds like
an
awesome wedding.
Everyone
dressed everyone dressed like superheroes.
As their favorite Marvel character. Only Marvel.
I'd go as X-Men's The Blob.
Oh, my God.
Nothing can stop the Blob.
I mean, he had a pretty good superpower. Like, you really couldn't stop
him. Is he the one that turns into
He was in, like,
hands?
A unitard.
Yeah, and you could shoot him with guns, and he'd be like, oh, ho, ho, that tickles.
He was like a non-fit version of the Hulk.
Yeah.
He was like the fat version of Hulk.
Did he, like, morph into stuff, or he just captured, like,
no,
he was just
his superpower, yeah.
He was essentially Snorlax. He was like the...
To live that way healthily,
he's, like, super
I guess.
Strong, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, so we're getting married this year. We have a date. We have a venue. I'm telling y'all, no nonsense. Like... We figure
let's get this done.
Yeah, we got engaged. And then crazy thing, though, is that we actually booked our venue before we got engaged.
That's pretty aggressive.
So we went and we were like,
his idea?
No, it was
idea?
My. Well, it was kind of ours because we found this venue and like
pretty pushy.
We kind of knew that everyone was going to try to get married this year. So we were like, let's just book it. And then we booked it. And I was like, all right. Next part is yours. Like, so anyway, we got engaged. We booked a bunch of shit and it was awesome. And now we're 6 months out from the actual wedding and we're like freaking out because this is when you're supposed to like work out and stuff and get hot, I guess.
So what you're saying is hot girl summer never truly
it
goes away.
It never happened. It never happened.
So it's comfy girl summer.
It's cozy girl summer.
And you moved in together too.
Yeah, we moved in together, which was like
before or after he
it was after. But it was kind of weird because I've never moved in with a guy before. Like ever. It's always been the dude moving into like my space.
But the professor has a sweet space.
He has a pretty good space.
It's not bad. I like it.
And yeah. So it was kind of weird. And honestly, I felt like it was fine when we were there together. And the first time he left me by myself at that house, and I don't know if it was because like it was on my period as well. I just had like a freak out. Like I was crying and I was mad at him when he came back and he had like a work outing. And I was like, you leave me here. Like I was fucking like Cinderella. Like you never let me out of the house. And he was like, what is happening? But I figured out it was just because like, you know, half of my stuff was still at my house. And like I was moving the stuff that I needed to have at his place. So it still felt like his house, my house. Now, like, the important stuff is over, but I still have, like, some furniture and stuff at my existing house, and then we're going to rent it out.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've always thought, like, if I were engaged to Keisha, she would just be, like, a really balanced person. I just assume, like, oh, yeah, she seems, like, super stable, like, no hot opinions.
She's never gone through anything.
You know what I realized, and it made me feel really bad for all our spouses? Keisha, you believe you're ADHD.
In my heart.
In your heart. And you might be.
I totally think I am, yeah.
Billy, you're diagnosed, right?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm diagnosed. We accidentally just made like a ADHD podcast.
But also,
that's been misbranded this whole time.
The professor's also realized. Like
outside of 30 milligrams.
Yeah. Officially diagnoses he has ADHD as well.
Really?
Yeah. Maggie does too.
So.
Oh, man.
I think it's just our generation.
I'm starting. You know what I think it is? I think it's all the fucking sugar.
Probably.
And cereal.
And milk.
And like the first thing you wake up. Yield this fucking sugar. You know how many bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Cocoa Puffs I ate?
Brandon, remember you used to, I don't know if you still did this, but when we first started hanging out, you used to put a whole sleeve of Oreos in a bowl. And just pour milk in it like it was a fucking cereal.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
Everyone should absolutely try it. It's just so good.
But it is like a race against time, though, because it gets real mushy real fast. So you just have to eat it.
Oh,
fast
I thought you meant
can.
Like you die really fast. It's a race against time. Your heart will give out, and the insulin won't stop it.
All right, might be a very dumb question.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's very stupid or a very good question. So aerobic exercise is anything that works out your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I am on Adderall and I drink coffee, it does raise my heart rate. Is that
does
the
that
same
burn calories?
Thing as like working out? Does that help my heart? Because it's still working
it
harder.
It has to, right? Are you sweaty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's like saying cocaine helps your heart.
Does what? It?
But that's why people who do cocaine have heart attacks.
But also, they're super skinny, so...
Until they have a heart attack.
I feel like... you're overlooking the benefits.
Speed is not good for your heart long term. Yeah. Now, you may be burning calories if your question is about the metabolism and burning calories...
I'm not getting
yes,
healthier
because there's resting. You are not. You are not getting healthy. Oh my God, no. The answer is no.
Damn. I mean, you know that I expected that to be the answer, honestly, but I felt like I should ask.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. So, do you all use an app on your phones to track sexual activity?
No.
Why would we
you
need
don't?
To?
You don't?
I'm curious about where you're going with this.
So, on your iPhone, there is a health app.
Yeah.
And there is a section that you can put. It's under sexual activity. And you can, like, add every single time you have sex. And you can actually, like, note whether there was protection used, not protection, all this stuff. And it's supposed to go towards, like, figuring out when you get your period. I don't care about the period. But ever since the professor and I started dating, I started tracking it. And so now we like compare month over month and I'm like, we're trending downwards. We're trending.
Oh my God.
And like low key, like I think he loves it because he's like a numbers guy, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm obsessed. Like I have to, like as soon as things happen, like right after we're done, I have to like go on my app and like add it to make sure that it's before midnight or whatever. It accounts for the right day.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you there. I have like the sleep app. And it tracks my sleeping with my watch.
But it's like
and
helpful.
Like I use it. Yeah, it's super helpful.
And then we go back and we're like, what happened in July? Why was that? And we're like, oh, we were apart for like 5 days. And then that was like really into our relationship.
Oh, yeah. I had a really painful rash that month.
It's funny, though, because like there are people that are literally trying to. It'll take a few steps, but eventually like make contraception illegal in this country. And like all of those like times, right? That's all evidence of a crime.
That's true.
So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, but like now I'm like obsessed with it though. Now because now I'm like, okay, well, this June, we're not starting off on the right like on the right trajectory as we did in last June. And so we're like trying to compare what happened last June to this June.
It's called love. And it slowly fades into nothingness.
But here's
and then you have a baby.
Okay, but here's the awkward thing.
Just kidding,
thing.
Maggie, I love you.
The awkward thing is
let's
I guess...
Let's have sex tonight.
I guess I was also tracking like a few other relationships. And the only views that you can have is like daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. And so if I do yearly, it goes from like before him and I were together for a year. Like if I go from January, it goes from January to January of last year. So he saw like all of the times and the numbers from the other people. And I'm like, I had to like, he was like, let me see how the numbers. And I was like,
wait. But this includes masturbating, right?
No.
But,
so I had to like, you know, when you like hold it so it stays in one view, I had to like hold my phone for him to look at it. He's like, why can't you just give me your phone? I was like, no. This is the way that the iPhone works. It's like, you don't get it because you're an Android person. Yeah.
But it's totally normal.
But I just don't want him to see the other numbers. And I don't want, one, I don't want him to get intimidated, but also be like, what? Like,
get
I thought,
intimidated.
I thought you hated well, that guy.
What, you don't know his numbers. What if he's been.
Wait, you have their identities in
no,
there too?
No, but like in the time frames, okay. You can cross reference it with the podcast, obviously. And no.
If you don't put their name, but do you put like a generic variable for that
no,
partner?
No, it's just time frame. It's like strictly time frame.
So you couldn't like identify different partners and then so identify like, different attributes so for that partners?
So you could figure out what the average length and girth is for all of
like
the
like since November 2019 is when I started tracking.
That's not interesting.
I feel like what I'm staring at is way too much information for me. I'm literally looking at Keisha's sex stats.
But
right
we're
now.
Like, okay, I was like, okay, we'll look here. And he's like, well, how? What about last year? And I'm like, no. Just look on this side. Swipe right.
That's awesome. Good for you.
But yeah. It's so funny because Maggie and I were trying to have kids for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So like we would have had like incredibly steady numbers for 2 years. And then as soon as you get pregnant, it's just kind of like.
Do you not have sex when you're pregnant?
It's kind of mission accomplished a little bit.
You're like, what's inspiring me?
Well, no, it's like, you know, it's interesting. And I'm probably going to have to edit this out. I don't know. but it's like you know. You have sex because of passion for such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. But then when you're trying to have a kid, it like completely, it just completely removes anything other than like an analytics approach to sex. So it's just very, very like left brain sex. Uh-huh. So you're just kind of like, get it done.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
just like, okay, there it is. We're finished. It's but once 45 seconds of bliss right there. And now that we're like, you know, then she starts doing IVF. I'm giving her a shot in the ass every night for like 70 days, just like sticking a needle.
Yikes.
Not my needle. A needle. but like, honestly, it's just like, it removes all the romance from sex. Right. So then having sex for romantic reasons suddenly feels kind of foreign.
You have to kind of like force it, right?
Well, yeah, you're just like, I don't even want to have sex, but I have to have sex because that's what trying to.
But then, okay, but after you found out that she's pregnant, like, did you guys continue to have sex?
There's like a dip in sex drive and then there's a raise in sex drive. Mostly, I mean, this is probably too far, but it's like lately it's been like her sex drive has been coming back, but mine's not.
Well, I see that. I don't think people talk about that though. Like the misalignment when it comes to like. The hormones between you two. I mean, I think people talk about the hormones for women when they're pregnant a lot, but they don't. I don't really ever hear about people talking about like the men's side. Like you guys go through shit too, where it's like awesome and then it's like not.
I'm probably so low T right now. I'm probably like you could probably just take estrogen straight out of my blood.
I mean, I think with guys, it's just the immense pressure to always be ready to perform, which like you know I am not. You know?
Where's that pressure coming from?
Society.
I was like, I don't think I'm giving anyone that pressure.
Okay. You were like, yeah, let's get a wedding venue. I don't think I pressure anyone. Let's get a wedding. We're not even engaged, but let's go and book it.
Like, I'm convinced like a lot of these like really bros who are fighting for macho culture and, you know, women to be women and all that shit. It's just to help them get it up. Right? It's just like...
We don't give them too much power because then they'll want it more and we're not ready.
No, I'm just saying it's like they need like a archetype. They need like a certain level of subservience to get it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a weird thing that like we don't talk about, especially men, because it seemed as such like a... What would you say? Like a faux pas.
The assumption is that the guy is always ready to go. And it's the women or the female that's
when you're like,
17,
that's true.
Yeah. Or I mean, the context is, I think, is so important. I think there's a difference when, you know, you're with someone that you've been with versus if it's like some crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyone can have a fling.
Yeah.
It's great or whatever. Not great. Because I've never had a fling.
You're like, it's fine.
You can have a fling and it's, you know, it's something else. I think it's like the pattern and the repetition is what gets to people.
Yeah.
And it's like not a thing that I think people discuss a lot or openly.
At what point, though, do you think you hit that, like, we need to start doing new things, like in a relationship?
I think if you hit that point, it's already too late. You should have just been doing new things all along.
It's exhausting, though, to try to do new things.
It is. It is very exhausting. And it's also like, you know, you feel really guilty, like, asking that of your partner. They're
but
like,
then,
I just want to get laid.
But
like,
then also,
why do I have to put on an umbrella upside down
but
and juggle?
My like fucking traumatized, insecure like ass is always like, if we do try something new and it's awesome. And I'm like, where did you learn this? what have you been watching?
And then he's like, I'll answer you if you show me your goddamn stats. Show me last March.
So that reminds me. Something very strange happened. Paula, my lovely wife,
never goes to the dentist, but she made an appointment to go to the dentist, which was strange.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks after, she had me go to Walgreens and to fetch a few things, including floss. She's flossing now. And I swear to God,
the first thought in my head came,
she's obviously
having an affair.
Having an affair with our handsome dentist. That's the only conclusion.
She's kidding.
And then I realized like how insane I was as a human.
But well, like
when you spend 4 years indoors, that'll happen to you.
Yeah,
but like that's the thing though, right? Like it's like I'm happy that we're gonna try new things, but I'm also very suspicious. Because there's no way that I can verify that he learned that because of TV or something and not because he's doing it with some other girl.
No, he just didn't want to do it with you until you forced him to. Maybe he's slow playing it. And if Archie, if that's the case, kudos, buddy. Because I can't slow play anything, man.
Here's my question. Forget how it happens. Just assume it happens that every single person's porn search history is published. And you can pick a person and look.
Oh, I know. I get the text messages all the time. It's awful.
What would that be like? Like, what would that world exist like? Like, because you would have to explain, like, oh, yeah, but I mean, like, I was in a weird mind frame, right?
Because I'm not in a MILFs. I'm just older now. Like, I'm just looking for women my own age.
Anything lower seems inappropriate.
Yeah. They're children, really.
There is an app, though, that I saw. Like, I forget if someone told me they were doing it, but there's this app where you and your partner download it and it's like a very, it's like sexually focused.
Heard about that. Yeah.
And like the only time it shows the answers is if you both put in the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, what the fuck? What if we both know we have this app and we never match up? Like, what does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing means anything. Everything's fine all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys need to stop spicing things up. Just go vanilla.
I mean, we're at the point where it's like there are, if we have a certain time frame, it's like, okay, we got to do it this way. Yeah. And then there's the other way. But then I think it's at the point now too where we're having these conversations.
You're not even, what time frame are you working
against? I don't know, but sometimes.
I got a Zoom meeting, we got 5 minutes.
No, I was like, okay, well, I have to wake up at like 7 tomorrow. And he's like, okay, well, it's 11 now. And I was like, okay, wait, can we do like in 15 minutes? And he's like, okay. And then like, that's how we do it. And then sometimes it's like, are you tired? And I'm like, yes, I'm tired. Or we just watched like a really sad show. And I'm like, I'm not. And then I'm also like, if you're into it after watching a very sad show, I'm like, are you into that? Yeah. Like, what is, I'm confused.
I just love Old Yeller. It just really gets me going.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, how do you find like a safe thing without totally freaking out someone that you cannot
escape?
It's like you're like,
do I need to know the source material for where you got this inspiration? Or should I just be happy that you feel open enough to be
you
able
should just
to
be
try?
Happy.
Yeah, don't overthink that.
Don't overthink it.
Because I'm like, what if he found out because he's watching this porn and there's like a blonde girl? And I'm like, well, obviously I'm not blonde. Is that what you want?
Well, that's great. Then he just put on a wig. That's the issue.
Yeah, put on a wig.
I'd be like, I like someone with hair. And he's like, I don't want hair. I'd be like, you put on a wig.
That'd be kind of cute.
That'd be really funny. I kind of think that he would do it if you asked him.
He totally would do it.
Maggie's like, you don't have any pubic hair. Wear a merkin. I'm like, okay.
I'd never heard Merkin until what's-his-name made that joke at the award show.
I didn't know that it was a thing.
Yeah. What?
I didn't know. That's when I heard about it. When
Merkin
he made the Google Merkin thing. I was
but
like,
what is it for?
I think it's for actresses who maybe naturally shave.
Oh, to add.
And so they can always put on like, you know, well manicured
No, Merkins
pubic
have
hair.
Been around for like forever. They've been around for a really long time.
All right, well, let's hear the fucking Merkin history.
I know.
Billy Merkin. Billy's great grandfather invented the Merkin.
Sir Merkin.
He had alopecia. So he was like, there's hair for my head.
I don't know. I think that's like past relationship trauma that makes me all insecure when there's new stuff. I can't just be happy.
So I got a random message on Nextdoor.
But they allowed you back in on that?
Yeah.
1617. Merkins have been around since 1617.
That's a long time. I wonder what it was made of before.
Goat.
Wait, okay. Goat hair is not soft.
I'm just kidding.
So, okay, Brandon, what is this message you got on Nextdoor?
So is this my neighbor's parent? This is an elderly woman. Apparently, I met her at a Christmas thing, and she says, I'm messaging you because you seem to be very familiar with Nextdoor.
And she like asked me like a technical question about it.
You're like, I tried logging in. My password's not working. What do I do?
Yeah. And she's just like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Thank you, Virginia. Like she signed it at the end. Like an old-timey, like, you know, 18th century letter from the front lines.
They should have tried to hire you at Next.
They like actually changed their entire concept of their product.
Because of you?
No, but well, because of Best of Next Door, because of everybody knew Next Door of like neighbors bitching about garbage bins. So now it's basically old people's subreddit for the city. So like you rarely see stuff from your like immediate neighbors that actually annoy you.
Ew.
You see stuff from like people in your part of the city.
Oh no, so there's like an algorithm that's gonna ruin it?
Okay. I don't, that's stupid.
Yeah, so like no one knows what's going on in their own like, you know, fucking neighborhood now, but there is a lot less hostility.
That's nice.
And drama. So I guess there's a win, but.
Well, I think what's happening now though is they're doing like Facebook groups for specific neighborhoods, and that's like the rogue next door because my sister.
That's where the conservatives get.
So
on.
My sister just moved into this brand new neighborhood. They built a brand new house, and she orders like it's like brand new. So like the DoorDash people keep missing where her house is.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps bringing them to like
the
another
fucking,
house, right? Yeah. So she's in this Facebook group with like five other people, like because it's all the people that live in her street. And some woman put her on blast and was like, I have an order here, a really large order for a car at Topanga. Can you just come get it? And she was like, oh, yeah, I was wondering where this was. And she was like, yeah, it's a big order. There's a lot. So and she was, my sister was like, fucking bitch, just like, why didn't you private message me? Like, you know that I'm the only person that lives at that house and has my name on it. And she was like, okay, cool. I'll just send my husband to go pick it up. And the woman was like, I already sent my son to go deliver it to you. And then my sister was like, before she could even say thank you, the woman recommented and was like, you're welcome.
Shit.
I was like, dude, what did you do to this woman? Why does she hate you so much? But yeah, I think it's Facebook groups now. So you should probably look for a Facebook group for this neighborhood.
Fuck that. I'm trying to get away from Facebook.
Yeah, man. You got a job now. You can't be on social media all the time.
I am on Twitter still. I am on Twitter, but I've tried to post less.
That's a good start.
I gotta fucking be careful, though, man. Like, you fucking talk about a Tesla or Elon Musk in the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
and they go after you.
Yeah. They own stock. They're all stockholders.
Oh, that's right. That's
it's all
right.
Falling out of a skyscraper, that stock, if memory serves.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone down a lot before, so they're trying to do that whole thing, buy low, buy low.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really interesting. This is going to be a fun year for Elon. I don't think he's going to be the CEO of Tesla in a year. And I'm concerned about your dad using full safe drives.
I know. I don't.
Wait,
think
does he go autonomous? No way.
I don't think he has yet. I haven't checked. I should probably.
He's going to crash into an airplane.
I don't think that.
An ambulance.
I don't believe, and I think we're going to get like the report in a couple weeks. I don't believe any of the full self-driving have crashed. The issue is just that, you know, a car without LiDAR, without a 3D mapping system,
just seems
it's not.
Not.
They've been charging people $8,000 or $9,000 for a product that they for I don't know how many years, and they still can't deliver. It's going to be a major problem for Tesla.
That's how they get the R&D funding.
No, the class actions are going to come for them. That's the issue. It's going to be the class action full self driving, and your dad's going to get an offer to join. So,
I'll let him know.
No, don't.
Dad, if you're listening.
Don't sell out to the class action. Do your own lawsuit. Otherwise, you'll just get pennies on the dollar, baby.
I don't know. The people who sued Trump got some pretty pennies back.
Did they?
Yeah, Trump University.
I should have sued him.
You should sue the Le Cordon Bleu school.
Listen,
you went to.
I tried and then I got tired.
She didn't actually go there. This is all made
she
up.
She was. I saw. I dropped her off at orientation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What are those chef's hat called? Like toops or something like that?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Jesus. Like, she has no fucking idea. She never went to chef school.
She was totally at chef school.
For a little while.
So you're having that kid, right?
Yeah, that's the plan so far.
Here's my thing, and I'm asking you this because we've had conversations because we're trying to have a kid, though. Are you concerned about it getting shot?
No, not at all.
Really?
No, I
mean, statistically, it's unlikely?
Well, so, like, I've got a friend in Uvalde. Like, one of my really, really good friends is from there, and, like, his dad's cousin was one of the Border Patrol guys who got shot in the foot or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It's just, like, I mean, I don't even have the fucking kid yet. Like, I'm worried about sure. delivering the kid. I'm not going to start worrying about the kid being in a school shooting until we get to that. Until we get to that.
Well,
state.
You know, there was a shooting at a hospital.
Yeah, in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything bad happens in Tulsa. That's where I saw the dead body. If yeah, I,
oh, that's
we,
right.
Yeah, did we do that in the podcast?
The Embassy where, Suites?
Yeah, the Embassy Suites yeah, in Tulsa. Yeah, yeah. Look, I am worried about my kid going to Tulsa. I'm not worried about my kid getting shot. Like, just don't go there.
I don't know.
Tulsa's bad news.
So Oklahoma sucks, but everyone I've met from Oklahoma is actually like kind of nice.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with Oklahoma.
But it sucks.
But are you guys worried about that?
Yeah, Paul is super worried about it.
Look, if someone's going to come shoot up your school, what's the point of worrying about it? Your kid's going to get annihilated. That's
I'll
it.
Still get I'll still worry. I'm
We're
a worrier.
We're all going to have kids in the next few years, and they're all going to hang out, and it's going to be hilarious watching them grow up together.
So I'm getting my sperm tested for, like, you know, power.
Like to see
and
if you're
accuracy
Spider-Man or
something. And, I don't know, agility. I don't know the attributes that they measure semen in. So what was weird about it, I mean, I guess a lot of things are weird. My appointments tomorrow morning was that they, like, it was the first time anyone had given me a masturbation schedule, which is very, very strange. They were like, we really need you to masturbate on Saturday, but then don't masturbate
They're
after
like,
that.
Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah. That fucks up your jizz.
Yeah, so it's just.
So my problem was tuna?
too much mercury.
So it's just super strange to, you know, have that conversation. But like, I get it, you know, and it's just weird that I'm going to go do that. And then someone is going to take that thing that I've been expelling, you know, for years.
But are you doing it at home or are you doing it at the place?
I'm doing it at the place.
So I think it'd be even worse at home because again, I would be like, I know the jizz session is coming up. And I'd be like, I know you're going to go away for a few minutes or seconds to get that done. And it's like, I know what's happening in there. And it's going to, I'm going to have to fight every urge just like barge in and just catch mid-act.
Just his eyes go up.
Like, that is my biggest fear, honestly, is catching my partner in the middle.
No, he's going to like spasm and like accidentally like, and like jizz is going
to
go everywhere.
But has that ever happened to you guys?
No.
Has any partner at any point caught you doing that?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Just keep going. Can I get a helping hand?
Make eye contact.
It's not like a round, it's just a slow clap.
No, this is interesting though, because you always seem like a super sex positive person, but I feel like a sex positive person wouldn't be anti-masturbation, which I feel like is what you're saying.
But it's a conflict of being a sex positive person.
Maybe
and
you're so sex positive that you burst into the room and you're like, let me help.
No, and like a very insecure bitch. So it's like, how are you doing? Like, are you thinking about me? You better be thinking about me, because if you're not, I'm going to be real upset. Like,
as I stare into this other girl's eyes
I'm
and
not,
bouncing breasts,
yeah,
I'm
that's
definitely
the thing.
Thinking about you.
Cause like,
I'm thinking her breasts don't bounce like this.
I'm worried, like, I'm not going to be in the mood and it's not going to be a very good ejaculation. And it's going to affect my score.
Is it like when you kill a cow, like when you're slaughtering them, like they have to, like it has to be happy or else the meat goes bad? Is that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a little bit that way.
Because so they measure volume.
Yeah, so there's definitely a volume component. So to Brandon's question, I, before my debut, what's the right word? I definitely watched porn for like an hour beforehand and I didn't do anything. I just had it on in the background. I was like, this is getting the gears going. I do not have to actively engage with this for this to have a profound subliminal impact on what I'm doing later.
I can see that.
Yeah. So
is it like, do they give you an average? Like, are they like,
oh, yeah,
this needs
no, you
to be
count.
Like
you,
a 4 to 5 roper kind of thing?
Like, are you asking, does somebody come out and measure it like at the Olympics?
No, they don't care. They don't care about the ropes. They care about the volume, whether it's a sploot or a giant
like
shot.
Like
that,
psst,
yeah.
Psst,
the muscle release doesn't actually matter. It's not the Olympics.
It's not the distance. Yeah.
But
it's more the Guinness World Records as opposed to the Olympics.
I think it's also the volume. I think like the better orgasm you have, the more volume it is.
Is that true?
To me, or for me, it is.
Yeah, I would agree with Brandon.
So it's like, I want to make sure, how do I have like a great orgasm in a doctor's office? Because like, I want them judging me at my best. Like,
do you have a fog machine? There's some strobe lights.
Some music.
But yeah, they measure motility, so the ability of the sperm to
swim.
So
it is like the Olympics.
They measure the shape, the morphology, and then the what Brandon's getting at in terms of volume, which I don't know if it's viscosity or something else, because you've got the
stickiness.
Well, you've got clear fluid, and then you've got
like
thick,
creamy
semen,
milky.
So it's like how much? What's your fluid to semen ratio?
I was just thinking, I'd love to see that, like that data charted against other.
Like, where are you in the percentile?
Like, how misshapen are they?
No, that's so. Like, my numbers on motility and the volume were great, but like the shape, I had a bunch of dunderheads swimming around under there, like a bunch of Homer Simpson sperm. Yeah.
Like 2 out of 3, you're in a good spot.
I had a lot of derps.
Oh fuck! I feel like we should get.
Yeah,
it's only like $60.
Yeah, freeze your sperm. It's great.
Oh well, no, I'm not
friends for life.
Getting just like a
I feel like he needs to get checked, and then I need to figure out how much is in my inventory.
Well, that's what I'm doing because like I don't want to waste a year. You know, if like I'm like, you know,
like shooting blanks. And stuff?
Yeah, if I'm shooting blanks,
very smart. You should definitely get ahead of.
Yeah, I'd rather do it.
But I'm also like I'm worried that like, so okay, here's the thing. I've never gotten accidentally pregnant. And so I'm like,
I've never gotten someone accidentally pregnant.
Am I just like really smart and lucky? Or do I just not produce children?
You gotta get it checked because Maggie and I had the same issue where a doctor, so like even my dunderhead sperm, my dum-dum boys, I was still in the normal range. I was at the bottom, like I was still like low on that normal range of that side and I was high on the other sides.
Like ever since I got out of like high school, right, there's things in life where I'm like, okay, if it goes wrong, it's fine. Like I'm fine with it. For some reason, this part of it, like I am like terrified to find out what the result is. Like and we've talked about it. Like he and I have been like, okay, we should probably go get checked, like figure out what that is so we can start to plan against it. And I'm on like a shit ton of medication outside of like antidepressants.
Just wait until he starts giving you a shot in the
ass. What I mean? Like antidepressants and like anxiety, all of that stuff. But then on top of that, like me getting the surgery for like my thyroid is like a whole nother level of like stuff I need to be mindful of. So the thought of like going and getting figured out, like, oh, okay. And then someone to tell me, no, like, I don't know what I would do with that information. Not to say that we wouldn't be open to adoption. We wouldn't be open to like other options, but it's just like, I don't know how I would process that information.
And it also depends on like, if is it one or both of you?
Right.
You know,
cause
like I would have to think
me,
of.
I'd be like, fuck.
Well, I would, I don't know. It'd be tough because I would have to, I think we would have to look for someone like a donor.
Mm-hmm. Both recency bias and sample size problems with this. But I think once you start talking to other people, you start to realize how many people have gone through fertility treatment.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, like couples that my wife and I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only like 15, but still, like if you think about your social network and you get like 15
like a amount,
people,
yeah,
it's
true.
A shockingly high number of people who have done some sort of fertility treatment. And most, not all, but most have said like, it was both of us. It was a little bit of both of us, which is way more common than like it was just like one person was dead and one person was
right.
alive. Yeah. I have run into that. Like I have like
yeah.
two or three couple friends that was just like it was 100% one person and not the other. But like everybody's got, it's like health. Like it's a spectrum. It's usually not a on or off switch.
I mean, it's at the point enough though that we're like, we dug through my benefits at work to see if they cover any of it, right? Like I think it's that important enough of a conversation, but I was like, what do I like?
Japan
and then,
is doing a test of covering that for some people,
right?
They're gonna see how it affects birth rate.
But I'm like, okay, if it's me,
that's awesome.
I'm super, I feel super bad, but if it's him, then I'm like, okay, so we pick out of a like a catalog. This could be like a cool thing
starts,
we do together.
Starts investing in CRISPR. It's like, well, if I were to design a baby.
I'd be like, definitely have hair. Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Toad's just kidding. Sorry about your hair, bro.
Yeah, I just want to get it over and know if I'm barren.
Yeah, because then you can adjust.
Just let me know. What do you call it? Band-aid. Rip the Band-Aid off.
There is something to it, though, where it's like, I don't know. I've thought about it more and more recently. now that there's actually a gestating fetus, and I'm just like, what did I fucking pass on to you, you poor sack of shit? It's like,
dude,
man,
yes.
Like if I've got dumb babies, like, what
I
if one of
I worry about that too.
And then I'm like, man, maybe I should have just like gotten some like
Harvard,
dumb strong white dude. No, yeah. I don't even need Harvard. Like,
but
you know,
just, physically, I want them to be able to defend
like,
themselves.
I'm arguing for health. Like, I want physical.
I'm arguing
health.
For status. Yeah.
I don't care about the brain. That's a problem for future them to solve and future medical
that's true,
things.
Just
give me
true.
Just give me a strong boy in there.
Oh man, I hope I don't have a boy.
But I also have followed the stories about like where they've fucked up IVF transfers. And I'm sitting there thinking like, if this baby comes out like a different look.
You know. Also, did you guys watch the thing
on... What's funny is it's like, usually the accusation is you cheated on me. But this time I'm looking at
the doctor
and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Okay. But did you watch that documentary on Netflix called Our Father?
Oh, is that the guy, the doctor who has like 600 kids?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
have you
so
heard this?
No.
Fucked up.
Oh yeah, that's
yes,
so fucked
yeah,
up.
It's so fucked up.
They kept finding more people.
Yeah, the list. And then, it's like a whole ancestry site. They have countries and they have that doctor.
And yeah.
So apparently reset. This is a Netflix show about a fertility doctor, and you find out, oh, he's been injecting
his boys.
Like he was jerking off before every appointment.
Yeah.
Like,
so people thought he was just really good at dealing with fertility, but the reality is he's naturally fertile and he just impregnates them with his seed, which is going to be like a high success rate is what I'm gathering.
But the problem, like,
but like they thought he was actually good at his job.
But you know, the problem is when they're like, I had to tell my kids to be careful who they get into relationships with at school because you could very well be related to them. Like they all stayed within the same town. And even if they move, there's still people in that area that are like half sisters and half brothers. And they're like, it's one thing to make sure that the other person that my child wants to date is a good person. Now I have to worry if they're like their second or third cousin and they're related in some way.
I think they recently found in studies that incest babies are only like a 2% higher chance of being dunderhead. So that's at least positive for the doctor.
I think first cousin is fine because that used to be a lot more common.
Well, yeah,
I think Rudy Giuliani actually did marry his
first
cousin.
That's what I'm
saying.
It's like everybody thought like every single kid you were going to have was going to be special needs, but it's really only like 2%. Now, granted, 2 out of 100 is still pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. But my earlier point was, you know, if that guy's like a healthy white doctor,
okay,
is probably better spunk than I've got. Like that guy's probably way better off.
So if you guys watch it, whatever, it's fine. It's really fucked up. But the interesting thing is, like, the reason behind why he did it was because there's this, like, subset of religions that feels like they were brought to earth. And the only way that they could, like, better serve God is to produce as many people as possible. Like, that's what God told them to do. So that's what he's doing. He's building a cult.
Keish, any wedding shit that's tough to deal with?
No.
It's all easy.
You're the first person that's ever said that.
We honestly are like, it's pretty chill.
What am I gonna wear?
I'm deciding whether or not we're gonna do like, you're gonna wear a black suit situation, but I don't know if I want to do like a velvet tie.
Oh yeah.
Situation
sounds good.
Cause he's wearing like an emerald green suit
to match your ring.
Yes.
Is that really why, or is it because he thinks he's the Wizard of Oz?
No.
He was also bald, the wizard.
Was he? So he's a wizard.
All right, that was another episode of Wrong Side. We will hopefully be back within a month.
Season 4, episode 1.
Yeah.
Coming your way this fall.
The goal is...
Once
a month.
It's June, so July is our next one.
Possibly.
Don't get your hopes up.
It's going to be our time of the month.
All right.
Later this July.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.